Hello, hello, hello. This is Noah coming with an editor's note. That's right, first episode back and already an editor's note. We forgot to say this in the podcast, but going forward, we are going to be experimenting with a more unedited approach, more in the like post-production, so not cutting out as much audio, trying to leave pretty much everything in, both for a new, to give it a new feel, to give the show a new feel, and also just for time's sake. Still going to be doing all of like the, you know, mixing, mastering, all of that stuff, putting all the fun effects on it. But obviously, I'm not going to be listening through the entire episode. So I'm listening to bits and pieces, but I'm not going to sit here and listen through the entire 60-plus minute episode for every single little thing. So with that being said, if there is something in this episode that you feel like is weird, audio quality wise, or there's something that maybe is off, could be fixed, please let us know. Hopefully in a few episodes we'll have everything ironed out, kind of get this new approach down pat as well as we had our last approach. But it's something new for us, something new for me as an editor, and so yeah, this is basically just to say if there's anything really weird in the episode, that's why, and also please let us know, and then we can make that better next time. Okay, that's enough for me. Back to me and someone else, but also I'll be in the episode too. Okay, bye.
Secondhand Film Critics, your favorite source for mildly pretentious, semi-uneducated, and highly unqualified opinions on movies. I am Kayla, and I am here with
Noah, and we're here. I'm on the couch. I'm vibing. I've got a little thwomp pillow next to me.
I'm joined by Captain America, Miles Morales, and Charlie Brown.
Yeah, I have the thwomp pillow, and then I've also got the blue shell pillow.
Yes, Mario blue shell.
Along with the Halloween pillow.
Christmas. It's Christmas? The winter. Yeah, it's winter.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Winter pillow.
Winter pillow that is not left
the couch. It can be turned to just the black, though.
Yeah, just turn it around.
Yeah.
No one knows what we're talking about. They can't see anything.
So, no video here, only audio moment.
So crazy times. Hiatus lasted a bit longer than planned.
Yes, we did our regular hiatus because of the strike.
Yeah, and that's been over for
many months.
For many moons.
We were, you know, it's hard to come back.
It's hard to come back, to know what to do. I mean, we could also give like a life update for like what we're doing right now, because this is our first podcast we've ever recorded in the same room.
No, that's not true.
Is it?
Because we did the Lost Weekend.
Oh yeah.
So technically, those were all together.
That's true.
Regular episode.
Yeah, Regular episode in the same room
as roommates.
Yeah, we. When did we even move here? August.
No, September 1st.
September, right, that's okay.
So we've been living in the same apartment for 7 months.
Yeah,
it's a banger apartment.
MTV Welcome to My Crib, but podcast edition.
We've got a plethora of film posters. Take your guesses what posters we have. We have Knives Out.
Yeah.
We've got Glass Onion.
And we've got a rotating slot up there at above the window.
I think right now we got Midnight Mass,
The Studio
Wind Rises, Iron Giant, then in the other room we have Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1, minus the Part 1 big updates since Fantastic Mr. Fox.
And Monkey Man right now, too.
Now Monkey Man. We saw it in Dolby.
We did.
They gave us a free poster at AMC, so it went up in the kitchen.
Yeah, so whenever we get free ones, we can maybe start doing that now. I like when they give out the free posters.
Yeah, I do as well. I think, the Mission Impossible poster was free.
Yeah, IMAX. That one was actually really good.
Banger poster. We framed that. That one's framed.
We also have a Top Gun poster, but not like Top Gun the movie. It's Top Gun. What's it called?
Top Gun
Combat Zone.
Yes, GameCube game.
I think it's the only Top Gun game they ever released.
Yeah, licensed Top Gun game, yeah. At least.
So
I think we need an update. I think we need a PlayStation Top Gun game. I think that would be a immediate buy for me.
It was a real. It's a hard game.
I gave up
at the second level.
Second level, I said. I stayed up really late
working on the second level, and then I still didn't beat it, and I beat it the next day. I did look like a tutorial online because I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
We should probably talk about what we're doing here. So I think basically we're just here. We're just here vibing.
We're vibing.
We did record Breaking Dawn Part 1. A long time ago. I think we're just going to leave it be, and we never even recorded it. We did watch part two. I mean, we could talk about it right now.
I don't even remember.
I remember part one was fire.
Yes, we watched part two together.
And part one. I remember part one, because the wedding.
Did we watch part one together?
Yeah, with my mom.
Oh, and then we recorded an episode?
Yeah, because I think that was when you came up first for apartment hunting. In July. And then we watched part two when you were moved in late August.
Okay. My brain is not remembering all that, but we liked part one. We did. Part two was crazy.
It was really one of the worst experiences I think I've had.
When they did that retcon thing where kill him.
Oh yeah.
And then it's like none of that actually happened. Like he was seeing
battle was so bad, and like the CGI just like winter landscape.
I just remember we had to pause the movie and we were like, what? Just that was crazy.
Yeah, so I gave it a 1 star. You didn't even grace it with a star rating.
Yeah, I've kind of forgotten some star ratings recently. I guess that's
a life update. My review? Oh, I just said the shit cannot be real. That was my review.
Crazy.
It was crazy.
The imprinting
on
the baby.
That was insane. We probably talked about that for a long time.
That was crazy.
I can't believe he imprinted on a baby. That's crazy.
And then what's even funnier, because that happened in part.
That was the end of part one.
Yeah. And I remember your mom being like, oh, it's not like that. Because we were both like, what?
And then she's like, it's not like that.
And then by the end of part two, it's like it shows like him and the baby together.
That's crazy.
And then we were like,
I think it is like
I
that.
I think your mom had forgotten. She was like, oh, I forgot happened.
I also forgot part two at this point, I think.
Yeah,
I don't
my
remember
brain
anything.
Is not putting it all together, but I'm a Twilight fan. I would say that I came...
You have a Twilight shirt.
I have
now.
A Twilight shirt. I'm still working through the books.
By that meaning, like, have you read any of them?
It
since?
Means that I have them on my shelf,
okay.
And I will read them.
All right.
Maybe. And then when the Lego set comes out of the Cullen House,
right.
I think I'll probably buy it. I think I will be a consumer on that one.
And you have the Twilight VHS that you got.
I do. I did get a Twilight VHS that I would love to watch. Maybe when it's like a rainy day or like a fall day.
We
when
could
the
have
vibes
watched
are
it
right.
yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday was really rainy. I think that will be I bought a custom VHS of the first Twilight movie.
Mm-hmm. Which I think is the best one to own, because like it might not be the best movie, but like the cover is the most iconic, and that's
yeah,
like
it feels
what you
the
want
most
it for.
Aesthetically like.
I think part one was the best movie. That one I think was the only one I actually genuinely
I think I
enjoyed.
Liked. I don't remember the other one I liked. They all blend together.
They
in
all,
my
they
brain.
Do all blend together. New Moon was the one that was like, it had that rotating shot.
Well, remember I watched the documentary on one of them,
yeah,
and that
on
made
New Moon.
It better.
You
I think that
the
one that
on
made
New
it
Moon.
Better. Maybe if I watched behind the scenes on the other ones.
Hmm. Maybe that's a trick to liking any movie. Just watch the behind the
just
scenes.
Just watch the behind the scenes. Give it a little more credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, moral of the story, those episodes will not be coming out. Summer of Twilight is dead.
That was last summer, guys.
Last summer. And let's see, some other stuff.
Basically, everything's dead.
Yeah. 2023 recap, bones.
Well, are we recapping our 2023 movies right now?
Oh,
like,
I thought it was bones. I was saying we're done.
Oh,
it's,
we're done.
It's
yeah,
dead.
Yeah.
It's
I think
skeletons.
I think
it's been buried,
you can go to our letterbox
cremated.
And see like all of our movie opinions on 2023. Like, I just don't think anyone wants
rankings,
to hear that anymore.
And then
what
secondhand
about
film awards,
one thought
also bones.
On a 2023 movie.
Yeah.
You can share one thought. What would it be?
Okay, on any 2023?
On any movie, just one thought.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to have to
and
console.
Probably one that was, like, if we did an episode on it, then you watched it before, then no. Like, something after.
Okay, let me consult Letterboxd.
Okay. I have Letterboxd up right now. I think for me, my one thought would be that, well, are we doing serious? Because this is like a more serious thought. But if I'm going to talk about a movie, my one thought would be that May December should have gotten nominated for a lot more
okay.
than it did. That would be my one thought.
I don't have a thought. Nothing is coming to my brain.
No thoughts.
I mean, we could just read off our top 10 of 2023.
Sure, yeah. So my top 10, Oppenheimer, this is from one. Oppenheimer, Holdovers, Poor Things, Killers of the Flower Moon, May December, Past Lives, Infinity Pool, that's a throwback, Anatomy of a Fall, Asteroid City, and then Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1.
Banger.
Because it
Absolute
was Part 1
banger.
At the time.
Okay, so I only watched 31.
I only watched 58, which is not
20
a lot.
2023 films. So I'm definitely lacking in that department.
Yeah.
So, but I'll go from my number one was Oppenheimer going down the list.
Same number one again.
Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning, The Boy and the Heron, Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, Asteroid City, Guardians of the Galaxy, Killers of the Flower Moon, Bottoms, Spider-Man, the Spider-Verse movie, and John Wick 4.
I forgot about Bottoms. I forgot. That movie kind of came and went for me. I forgot.
Bottoms was a banger.
We watched that together. I remember.
We did, yeah. So that's my 10, which is crazy because, like, John Wick 4, it was
you
a 4.
You didn't even, like, love it.
No,
it was
a 4-star for me.
You liked
like,
it,
really,
yeah.
Once we. There's no. Basically, it takes until number 2 to hit anything above a 4-star for me.
But you also, I think, missed out on a few of, like, the bigger things. So I think
I
if
did,
you
yeah.
If you circled back, you might be able to fill in.
Yeah,
some
I would.
Of those
I
slots.
Would. I would say so. I think another big update for me recently that I feel I should share is we rewatched Top Gun Maverick.
We did.
Which is
oh yes.
the greatest movie.
It was so good. It was
and
a great rewatch experience.
I updated my 2022 features ranked and put Top Gun Maverick at number one.
Wow.
So Batman was previously my number one,
right.
closely followed by Puss in Boots, The Last Wish. And
oh
it has since been been updated to Top Gun Maverick because I updated that rating to 5 stars.
Yeah.
And it's officially the only 5-star movie to come out of 2022 for me.
Great movie.
We'll see about Puss in Boots. It needs a rewatch.
Yeah. I bought you that Blu-ray,
you did.
I think. So we could watch that.
Maybe we should watch it.
I've seen it once, I think.
But that's what
that's,
I've got.
Yeah, I think honestly, 2023 is old news. It's April.
It's old hat. It's in the past.
It's in the past. And so I think what we're going to honestly do here with the podcast is I think we're first of all definitely doing twice a month schedule. So like bi-weekly.
Yeah.
Is
we'll
we're going to do.
Is that's a general.
The plan,
that's the plan. But don't bet on it.
Yeah.
Don't bet your money
bet
on us.
On
be,
it, bet on it.
Bet
on me.
Yeah. We'll see. That's the goal.
That's the goal. Might be a little less, but. We'll see. We're going to try our best. And also, we're not going to be so, like, do a lot of more, I think, like, recent reviews of movies. Like, if we want to, we can. But we're just basically going
to
do
just
episodes we want
to
do.
We're just here to chat.
Yeah.
Chat, let us know what you think. No, we're just going to be talking about some movies, some shows maybe that we've been watching.
Video games, life, liberty and the pursuit of happiness, all the stuff.
Fourscore and 7 years ago. And
that was a Reliant K album, or it was like 5 score and 7 years ago. That was good. Plead the Fifth a cappella, first song. Yeah, so that's what we're doing. I don't really know what this episode's gonna, I mean, it's kind of like an introduction back. I don't know what we could talk about.
We
things
planned
we've
literally
seen recent.
Nothing, yeah.
Yeah, I was just like, well, do you want to record today? Like, yeah,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, we'll record today, and then we set up and we didn't plan anything.
Nope. No notes.
I guess the most recent movie that I saw was Monkey Man.
Same, yeah. That we just saw that
on
Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was pretty slay.
It was pretty good. The experience was, if we're talking about theater experience, there was someone next to us who I think, I don't even know if we talked about this. I think she had like some sort of heart monitor and
yeah.
It beeped like every 5 minutes. And I almost every time I thought it was part of the movie.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Like, where is that beeping coming from in the movie? What? And so that was something. We sat a little far back too. Like,
yeah, we hadn't been in that specific theater.
Yeah.
Yet. And so. Obviously, now if we went there again, we would sit in different seats. Yeah. It was a good experience. It kind of popped off.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was pretty good.
I think that it was a little messy.
Mm-hmm.
I think a little rough around the edges. Mm.
I think it was too. It was so ambitious, and
but
there was like so
very
much it was
ambitious,
trying to do.
And my hope is that people like higher ups, whoever. Is in charge, watches it, and says, this guy's got something going on.
Yeah, there's some really great visual moments.
More projects, because I think that the creativity is there, and I think that I could see the vision. I got it.
That was it. I think it was like, see the vision movie, and maybe like the pieces weren't all there. If you just take it for what it is, when I got to the end of the movie, I saw what they were going for.
I'm pretty sure that like from what I haven't read a whole lot about it, but it sounded like what I do know is that the production was like horrible too.
Yeah, it seemed like something where it was
really difficult and all that, and distribution was difficult. And so I'm hoping that given that people will give him more opportunity to make something in the future, because I think that. It was pretty cool. And I think it's cool that Jordan Peele kind of jumped in there and got his hands on it, because I think that made it accessible.
Yeah, I agree. It wasn't my favorite movie. It's not going to be my favorite movie of the year, but I enjoyed my time with it. And especially that third act, I thought was really good. Because like second act, it was definitely starting to lose me a little, but that third act was a great, like...
It is the second-ranked movie I've watched of 2024, but I've also only seen four movies.
What's your first?
I have Driveaway Dolls in number one.
Do we want to read off? I only have five.
Okay,
so.
So Driveway Dolls, number one.
Yeah.
Great, great film. Mm. Very funny.
Yeah, I loved it.
Monkey Man at number two. I have Girls State at number three, with Apple TV's sequel to Boys State.
Uh-huh.
And then number four, I have Love Lies Bleeding.
Yeah, so mine are the exact same ranking, but then just in first place is Dune Part Two. But like everything else everything else is exactly the same. I feel like those are I don't know what I'm trying to say. Our opinions on the first, on those four match up pretty evenly. And then you just haven't seen Dune Part Two yet. So
yes.
I feel like, though, you'd probably have it at number one as well. I mean, because Driveway Dolls was good, but it wasn't like a mind-blowing experience. Like, I thought it was just like I gave it four.
I gave it four, yeah.
So, like, it was just a great, like, a really solid movie. I really enjoyed that one. People underrated that one, I think.
I agree.
There was a lot of hate online, and I'm not here for it, honestly.
Because I think Driveway Dolls was a winner.
I do. Yeah, it was nice and short, that which was great. Those, like, cool visual... the like trippy sequences I thought were really cool, and then how they like, transitioned from those to the movie. Matt Damon was in the movie and just basically playing himself.
Speaking of Matt Damon, we watched The Town.
Oh,
which Matt Damon is not in.
He's not in that.
But Ben Affleck is
in
it.
He is in that.
And he wrote it.
Yeah.
And so that made me think of him, because Matt Damon
Ben Affleck. Yeah. So I did one day, I don't even know why I decided this. What day was this? March 19th. I decided to rewatch The Town.
Well, it was March 18th, because we did it over the course of two nights.
Because we watched the extended cut.
Yeah.
Which definitely, it was one of those extended cuts where you could immediately tell every what yeah, which scene was an extended cut.
Yeah, you could tell every scene was extended because they did not make any sense.
No, and they have an option on this, which I think is cool, where you could toggle for them to tell you which scenes were extended.
Which we did not do.
We didn't even have that on, but I could still tell.
You know what movie we should watch
what?
That I was thinking of recently? Logan Lucky. I think we should do a rewatch of Logan Lucky.
I remember not loving that.
Really?
Honestly.
I loved it.
I mean, I didn't hate it.
I love Logan Lucky.
I like Steven Spielberg, though. Not Steven Spielberg. What's his name?
Steven Soderbergh?
It's been a while since we recorded,
guys. But that's another one with a crazy Daniel Craig role.
Yeah,
it
is. It's kind of like a prep for Knives Out. He has like a similar thing going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a fun. That would be a fun one to do. But yeah, The Town. I remember why I wanted to watch it because I found that Ben Affleck playlist on Spotify. This playlist was called Ben Affleck on a Dunkin' Run.
Yes.
And then I wanted to watch The Town, I guess. I think that was really it.
Yeah, and I was in the room.
You were in the room.
And you said, I'm going to watch this. And I said, okay, I will watch it with you.
Yeah. It's definitely one where it's definitely not a great movie. But
no,
I think
it was a 3-star.
It's like a classic like movie that would have been on like TV. Like with commercial breaks, I feel like.
Yeah, or one that you would watch on an airplane.
Yeah, and sometimes you just need those. Sometimes you need a good airplane movie.
A surprisingly good performance from Jeremy Renner before
yeah,
he went off the rails.
Yeah.
And that maybe that's also why I was thinking of watching The Hurt Locker.
Yeah, because Jeremy Renner.
That movie has just been in my head. Like,
did he get nominated for The Hurt Locker too, or just The Town?
I don't know.
I know
he
was nominated for The Town. I guess we could look it up.
You know where would have been a nice place to find information like that?
What?
Is if he had an app.
Oh, that would be really good.
It would be really helpful
it would be really
if Jeremy
helpful
Renner,
if
had
Renner had an app
his
so I could
own
find
app,
this out.
And then we could find that information.
Instead, I gotta go on, what's it called?
IMDb?
Wikipedia.
Oh, I thought
awards and nominations. Wow, he has his own Wikipedia page for awards and nominations. Which is impressive. Yeah, he was nominated for The Hurt Locker and The Town.
And did not win. Either.
And did not win. And it seems like that's pretty much everything he was nominated for and other stuff. He was in a couple, like, Screen Actors Guild and Critics' Choice nominated for American Hustle.
Those are really the... Okay, sure. But those feel like the only, like, awards movies he's been in. Everything else, it was, like, Jason Bourne.
Yeah.
Tag...
Yeah, I remember Tag.
Hawkeye in any of the Avengers
yeah.
movies.
Wait.
He was briefly in Mission Impossible, the fourth one, Ghost Protocol.
Guess what his last, his last role is on Wikipedia, the last movie he did, 2022.
His documentary?
No.
Oh, that was 2023.
Yeah, so I think this is only talking
about... A role that's not himself.
Well, it actually is himself, but it's not a movie you would think.
Okay.
It's a movie you really liked, though, in 2022.
A movie I liked?
Yeah, we might have a poster of it in here.
What? In here?
In here. Yeah. It is Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery. He played himself, apparently, and in the thing
right,
it says...
Oh, right, because it's the hot sauce.
The uncredited likeness only. Exactly.
Yeah, of the Jeremy Renner's hot sauce
exactly.
that Benoit Blanc uses to put on his eyes and create tears.
Yeah, so that was the last movie he was in, according to Wikipedia.
Interesting.
Well, he was in Arctic Dogs. I watched that. That was definitely a lead for the animated movie of the year in 2019. Yeah, he really, once he got into Avengers, he kind of stopped with the more Oscar-y roles.
That's unfortunate, because
yeah,
I think he was really good in The Town.
Yeah, I agree. Isn't he the one that said, like, whose car are we going to take when Ben Affleck was like, we're gonna hurt some people and you can ask me questions later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's like, well,
whose
car
are
we going to
take?
That's
yeah,
a great
yeah,
line.
Yeah, yeah, great line. Interesting. Classic Jeremy Renner moment.
It is. Jeremy Renner is a mystery to many, to all. He was in the Echo Show. He was in an episode of the Echo Show, but it's archive footage from Hawkeye. Maybe we should talk about how the MCU sucks now.
Damn.
We didn't even see the Marvels.
Except Loki season 2.
But it wasn't as good as one.
It was still good. But it still slayed. The final episode was great.
Yeah.
Great finale.
I thought that was definitely, we watched that, I think, like every day it came out. That was a good show.
I love Loki. Great moment for me.
Yeah.
We did not see, I didn't see the Marvels.
I didn't.
You didn't see the Marvels. I believe it's on Disney Plus now.
And
so
I have no desire
to
see
it,
right?
I guess
now.
If we wanted to, but.
I mean, I probably will if like something else comes out and I need to see it, but.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I have nothing else to say about
it. I don't know.
MCU is an L.
It's weird. It's like now we're in this phase where a lot of the popular movies are these really big, like. What's the word, like really big budget, like very long expansive movies from actually good directors, like Dune Part 2, Oppenheimer, Top Gun Maverick to a certain extent, I think could be one in that category.
Barbie.
Even like Killers of the Flower Moon had really good money made for what it was. It just seems like weirdly enough people are actually kind of wanting quality movies right now.
Who would have thought? There would have been fatigue from non-quality movies.
Yeah, the holdovers, like just like these more like original stories that are just like one-offs, which is awesome. I love to see that. I would greatly appreciate more of that going forward.
Yeah, I would have to agree.
What is even coming out this year? What are we looking forward to?
Yeah. I mean, Civil War came out this weekend.
Yeah, we haven't seen it yet, but we were going to see it yesterday, and then it was really the worst day of all time, weather-wise.
Yeah, the weather was really bad.
Maybe the worst. It was terrible. And we were going to see it today, maybe, but then we just didn't.
All right, let me look at Letterboxd coming soon.
Okay.
What do we got coming out? I can't even remember.
I don't even know. I only remember Dune Part 2. Like, that was the only one I remember going into the year.
All right. How do I sort by... I don't want release date. I want to sort by film popularity.
Film popularity.
How do I sort by... Hold on.
Where are we going? Where are you looking?
I'm trying to look at... movies that are coming out this year. 2024. Here we go.
2024 movies.
Okay, we're good. I got it now.
Oh, that imaginary movie. Remember that John Krasinski movie?
Oh, doesn't it have Ryan Reynolds?
Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, that movie looks like that's terrible.
Okay, hold on. I'm having to scroll back past ones that have already. Okay, so we have Joker 2 coming out. We're not looking forward to that.
I didn't even see the trailer for that. I mean, I'm not looking forward to it, but it's also like one that will be interesting and like a very big movie.
Inside Out 2.
Okay, that's exciting.
We've seen the trailers for it.
Yeah,
it looks fun.
Yeah,
The Fall Guy.
We're excited for that.
We're very excited for that one.
That looks good.
That one is really high up on the list for me. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Bruh, that movie is it's so embarrassing for them. I sent you a couple days ago where they are offering
offering free upgrades to IMAX.
Free IMAX upgrades for Planet of the Kingdom of the Apes.
Wicked comes out this year.
That trailer and the Super Bowl looked really bad.
Yeah, it did look bad.
So, I'm not sure about that
Challengers.
One. Oh, I'm excited for Challengers.
Yep, that's going to be a good one.
Good. Also, we haven't had a lot of the big film festivals yet. So I feel like there's a lot of like smaller ones or like that we just don't know about yet.
Yeah. Quiet Place Day One.
Right. Which looks pretty good.
I'm a little tired of the trailer.
Yeah, it's played a lot.
But I definitely I'm excited for that one. Let's see. We've also got Twisters.
Right.
Starring Glenn Powell.
Okay, we're excited for that too, Twisters.
We're excited for Twisters. The Idea of You, the one with Anne Hathaway.
What? Oh, is that the one where she
the
just like
one,
wanted
like
to
the
make
boy
like a
band
rom-com?
One?
And she was saying like she just wanted to make a fun movie or something.
Yeah, I think I'm excited for that one.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
I think
like
that one looks really fun. Despicable Me 4.
Bruh.
Venom The Last Dance.
They're making a new Venom movie?
Uh-huh. Yeah, Venom 3.
Oh my God.
Venom, Venom.
Those movies
Venom.
Are terrible. I don't care what people say. I do not enjoy Venom movies.
Sasquatch Sunset?
Oh, isn't that the one that we saw a trailer for?
Yes.
That one looked weird, but like.
It did look weird. I think it comes out like this weekend.
I mean,
next
I'll
weekend.
Watch it. It looked interesting. Looked funny. Is it Jesse Eisenberg in that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe so. The Garfield movie.
Okay. Chris Pratt coming back. He has I feel like he hasn't actually been in the news a lot recently. Like, he hasn't been cast in a lot of stuff.
I saw, I didn't watch it.
Okay.
But I saw, I opened TikTok today to a video of Chris Pratt, and it was like, Chris Pratt DIY'd or something his house, and it looks horrible. And I didn't watch the rest of the video because okay. I was like, I don't care about this. But I did hear about Chris Pratt literally today.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what it's looking like. Those are the ones. Oh, one that I'm excited for is The Wild Robot.
Mm.
That was okay. one that's yeah. coming out, the animated film based on the middle grade book, which right. I liked and enjoyed the book. So could be interesting.
So the only movie that we have upcoming from Chris Pratt besides Garfield is called The Electric State with Millie Bobby Brown, Stanley Tucci, upcoming American science fiction adventure film directed by the Russo brothers, bro. And it's a Netflix, straight to Netflix movie. What an L.
Yeah, that sounds like something that I would not want to watch.
Millie Bobby Brown and Chris Pratt are two of the most boring actors we have. Why are you putting them in the lead roles?
Oh, because they're famous.
She's so boring as an actress.
They're
I feel like she's
famous.
Really boring.
You know what's crazy?
Mm.
No, I didn't have
anything. Okay.
I didn't have anything. I just wanted to change the topic and then I didn't. I started it and then I was like, I'll come up with something before I finish the sentence. And then I didn't.
I can read off the last 5 Chris Pratt movies that were released.
Okay, go
it's
for
a
it.
A great run of 5. So we got The Tomorrow War.
Okay.
Which I saw.
Amazon Prime?
Terrible. Yep, Amazon Prime. Jurassic World Dominion.
Uh-huh, okay.
Thor Love and Thunder.
Okay,
Super Mario Brothers movie, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Okay,
that's
crazy.
He is
so rich. That's crazy.
He is rich.
Literally, like, some of the biggest franchises ever.
Remember when he was crying on a run? Or he said he was, like, crying on his run or something? Or
that the one where he was, like, listening to Hillsong
yeah.
or something?
Or he was having a bad day. Yeah, and then he went on a run and was listening to his worship music.
Yeah.
And then he was, like, I was crying. I don't know. He's embarrassing.
Interesting. But he told me I was funny.
He did tell you were funny on Twitter.
And
on
I will continue to bring that up for the rest of my days. Because I like to be validated
in
my humor. So
I agree. That's the only reason we started this podcast back up.
Yeah, it was actually just so people could tell us that we were funny.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I don't know. What else did we talk about?
What else has been going on?
What else has been going on?
So we've been watching Twin Peaks.
We have. You for the
six,
first time?
I think.
Yeah, we haven't watched it in a bit, but we are, I think, almost done with the first season.
Oh, yeah, we're almost there. We've got like 2 episodes left, I think. 2 or 3 episodes.
Yeah.
It's great. I love it.
Yeah,
I think it's really
fun.
It's quirky. It's silly, goofy, but it's also a good story. So
yeah.
I think that all of it tied together, banger.
It's a great
10
show.
10 out of 10.
You're also watching a lot of 911.
I have only seen the last two episodes. You've seen the last 2 episodes and then random snippets of like the previous few seasons.
Yeah, right.
But season 7 is airing right now.
Yes.
As we're recording this, we watched recently episode 5.
And for those of you who don't know, 911 is a network TV show on ABC.
Procedural drama.
About 911 first responders.
Yeah, so mostly firefighters and then Angela Bassett.
Yeah.
Doing the thing.
Yeah.
She's a cop.
But it's fine.
Yeah. Everyone collectively like doesn't really like the police storylines. They're like, we kind of just wish that.
Yeah, the firefighters are cooler.
The firefighter is like way cooler. And
definitely.
I will say the one downside so far of this season is like we had the cruise ship arc, which was pretty sick.
Three episode arc,
which
right?
you didn't watch, but it was
I
pretty
did
cool.
Not.
But apart from that, there hasn't been a lot of like responding to actual calls. And that's
except
been
except for when the mom had facial blindness for like a hot second and shot her son,
which was crazy. I can't believe they did that. That was really fucked up.
Yeah, it was just a it was like a D plot.
It was really painful.
It wasn't even a B or C. It was a D plot of this mom that thought someone was breaking into their house, and she called 911, and then she shot
she had
this guy.
She had had a stroke of some sort.
Yeah,
because so
she fell in a garden, I think, the
yeah,
day before.
She hit her head and had a brain bleed, and she thought it was an intruder
yes.
in her house,
yes.
and she killed him. And we hear that on the 911 call, and then when they're, like, doing stuff, they see this photo frame on the mantle. And it's her and her son,
yeah.
and it's the guy who was killed.
Yeah.
And it was shocking.
And they don't just keep it to one scene. They then, later in the episode, have Angela Bassett meet the old woman in the hospital after surgery.
And tell her and she killed her own son.
But she tells her in, like, this gotcha
way.
It was really weird. What
did
she
do? She
was
like, well, the lady was like, saying that she hadn't been able to contact her son when she's in the
right.
hospital. She had been trying to reach her son. And Angela Bassett's like, yeah, I have to tell, we like, your son is dead. And are basically
yeah.
like, your son has been killed. And she was like, oh my gosh, how did that happen? Like, she's like really upset. And then Angela Bassett's like, yeah, well, he was in a house and someone mistook him for an intruder.
And
so she
like,
basically
what?
Has to have the mom like connect the dots. It was crazy. I can't believe they put that in there.
Yeah.
In
an episode where also we had like this love triangle happening between
yeah.
these three dudes.
It was really wild.
Yeah.
It's kind of a weird season comparatively, but it's been good. I do wish there was more like calls that they're responding mm-hmm. to, because I think that's where the show's at its best.
Yeah, when you're combining that and then they're like character building.
But I think it's
it.
Hard because like this season, usually they have 18 episodes, 18 or 22, and they only have 10 this season because of the strike. So they're playing a shortened season. They have been signed on for season 8.
Okay.
So hopefully that season will have more episodes, but it feels like they're trying to crunch in like a lot of
yeah.
story into the season. So we'll see. We've got They played a good teaser for the next one. We've got the wedding.
The bachelor party or something.
The bachelor party with Chimney and Maddie's wedding is coming
yeah.
up. So 3 weeks, we'll see.
Yeah. I love joining in on season seven, episode four. Yeah. But that's what the great thing about
context.
Those shows. You really don't need.
Yeah.
Like you can have context and it helps, but like. You don't really, like, anyone can start
and
watching and understand.
The context is also crazy. Like, all the things that has happened in this show is pretty insane.
And probably, like, the first five, it's always with, like, season seven, it's like the first five seasons are basically just, like, they retcon most of the stuff eventually.
Yeah,
anyway.
There's a lot of talk about, like, how basically all their ages are wrong.
Yeah.
Like, they're, like... Buck was supposed to be 26 in the first season, and then they're like, oh, he's this age, and it's like, that's literally not true.
Yeah. In season 1 and 2, 3, you usually have them, like, trying to make an actual storyline, and then once it goes to, like, 4 and 5, you usually are just like, and it looks like we're just doing this, and we're just gonna keep it like, it's like Seinfeld.
Yeah.
It's like, we'll just keep them all the same age.
I love network TV, though. That's my kryptonite.
Speaking of kryptonite...
Smallville.
You also started watching Smallville.
I've been watching Smallville.
That was such a great transition.
I am so far only 10 episodes into season 1.
And
it's been a
Amy
slow
Adams
movie.
Has already showed up in a fat suit.
Yeah, which was... I was not ready for that.
Yeah.
But that was a wild moment. Yeah, I love Smallville.
It's a great show.
I think it's a great show. I think there's a lot of good going on, even though there's like... some crazy plot lines as well.
Always.
I think that Clark has been hit by a car or been in a car crash or pulled someone from a car crash every single episode
gotta
so
have
far.
The car crash. You gotta have the car crash and then also the scene in the barn at the end, either
yeah.
with Lana or thinking about Lana or maybe both.
And usually a Lifehouse song is also
yes.
playing when it happens.
It's on. It's iconic.
Yeah, Smallville moment. Smallville's a banger. We bought season 1 on DVD.
We have it
it's displayed in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Got
That's the one with him with his shirt off.
Yeah, shirtless Clark Kent.
In the field.
With the S on his chest.
Yeah, because he got hazed.
He did get hazed. He was hung up as a scarecrow.
Wow. That's a great episode, that first season.
It is. I think the pilot, I've seen, okay, so I started watching it a while back.
Yeah.
And then when I decided it was time to watch it again, I went back and restarted again. Yeah. So I've seen the first few episodes a couple times now. And I will stand behind that pilot. I think it's a great...
It's a great opening.
I think it's a great pilot episode.
I love how when pilots are always like way darker than the show ends up being, I feel
like. Yeah.
And sometimes they'll always put like... If there's like a lot of risque stuff in a network show, it will always be in the pilot, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They love to like... They just throw everything in
the
pilot.
That's so true.
And then they like pull back on it afterwards.
Yeah, I'm there's 10 seasons, so I've got a long way to go with Smallville, but maybe I'll have an update. Usually when I work from home, I'll put it on because it's kind of like a show that you can have on but don't have to be like 100% invested in to really get anything out of it.
You know that, remember that show Splitting Up Together that Jenna Fischer was in for 2018 and 2019? I think it only lasted one season.
I don't know.
No,
what
it
this
lasted
is.
Two seasons.
What is it? What?
It basically was like her. I only saw the pilot, which is why, because I thought of the pilot.
I've never even heard of
but
this
it's like
show.
Her and her husband are getting a divorce, but like they're still living together. It's a
sitcom?
It's a not. It is a sitcom a little bit. Yeah, it's like 20.
Okay.
But I just thought of it because the pilot. It was such an out-of-pocket first like plot line to have. It was kind of the B plot, but the B plot was her son's like balls were hurting, and she took him she took him to the doctor, and the doctor had to explain that it was because he was jerking off. That's why, and that was the B plot in the first episode of the show.
Huh.
And it was just a crazy, I thought it was just a crazy first plot line for a sitcom. I don't know. It
stuck
with
me. Yeah, I think that's one that does not intrigue me at all.
No, definitely. I think there was a reason I didn't watch anything else in that show.
Interesting. Speaking of shows, I was trying to go off the balls thing, but I don't know if I could
balls.
Work that into this. We watched Shrinking.
Oh, Shrinking was good.
On Apple TV, we watched season one.
Yeah.
I believe they're making season two right now.
I think so, because they
believe
saw that
so. I saw that thing with Harrison Ford. And we enjoyed that one a lot.
Yeah.
That was kind of... It took us a long time to watch it for a show that only has 25-minute episodes. But that was one we laughed a lot.
Yeah.
We thought it was really funny.
It's a very funny show. And I think it's like the first time I've ever really enjoyed Harrison Ford. Like, I think he's always
so
like a fun...
true.
He's always like, a classic actor. But I've never like been like, yeah, Harrison Ford. But he was so... I've never seen him in a role
like
this.
He was very good in it. He was very comedic. His timing and delivery was like spot on every single time.
And Jason Segel,
so
he's
funny.
Always funny.
He's hilarious in it. Yeah, that's a great show. I recommend that to people.
Definitely.
Apple TV.
Like if you're getting Apple, if you have Apple TV and you got to watch Ted Lasso, which had the hardest fall off of all time.
So
just
true.
Don't delete Apple TV. Just watch Shrinking.
Watch Shrinking and also the Peanuts specials.
Support. Yeah. And Girl State. Girl State was not bad.
And Boy State.
And Boy State. Definitely Boy State.
Definitely Boy State. But yeah, that would be interesting. We've also been watching Nathan For You.
Yeah, we did.
You watched The Curse.
I did watch The Curse.
I have not watched it, but you watched
it. Yeah,
it
was pretty good. I think it was definitely overstayed its welcome. Like, I think it was 10 episodes. Was it 10 episodes or 8 episodes? But they were all, like, over 40 minutes.
Okay. So you think it should have been less episodes?
It should have been way shorter.
Okay.
There was a lot of repeated stuff. The finale was crazy. Basically, it was just, like, completely... The whole show was a little bit... like mysterious, and there was like some mysterious things going on, but it was pretty grounded overall. But then in the last episode, it was like they completely went like just into like science fiction territory, which was cool. I definitely don't know what it means. Like, I don't understand the ending of the show at all. But it was fun. I think Emma Stone was like Poor Things obviously was great. That people talked about that a lot last year with her, but I think this was like one of her best roles ever. Because she was so, like, she played the role. It was basically, they were, her and Nathan Fielder were, like, an HGTV couple. And she was, like, they were, like, so, annoying, and she was like the epitome of like the white liberal woman, but also someone who obviously wants to be rich and famous, and her parents were like owned this, they were like tenants at like this apartment, and she got a lot of her money from her parents, who were like slumlords. It was a really interesting show. I thought like their relationship, the Nathan Fielder and Emma Stone's characters, was the best part. And then Benny Safdie's character was like really, I don't know why he was in there. He was, it was really odd. It was a very up and down show, but I think I recommend it if you're looking for something new or weird. It just kind of in the middle, there's a lull a little bit because it's like, all right, I get it. We don't need to keep doing this.
Yeah. Interesting.
We feel like talking about TV shows a lot, but
I mean, that's kind of the thing is, we're both busy people.
We are.
We're adults.
We are?
Are we?
We are.
We have working lives.
No way.
And, like, I have only logged... Hold on, let me look. I've only logged 22 movies this year.
Damn. I feel like I've seen more. I've logged...
You've watched quite a few more than me, 40, I would say.
41, but even for April, that's not that much for
so
me.
So we tend to, like... I feel like TV shows are easier because they're shorter. So, like, on a weeknight or something...
Yeah.
If we want to watch something, sometimes it's easier to throw on a 30 or 40 minute episode or something. Then.
Well, and we've been also really into video games too. So like
we've been playing a lot of video games.
When the NES comes, how many consoles will we have in this apartment?
Too many to count.
Too many.
Okay, so we can go through it. We can do the mental checklist. Okay. So personally,
we can look right here. We literally
personally,
are in the room.
I own Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
Nintendo DSi.
Yeah.
I also have my Game Boy Color.
Yeah.
And then I have the Xbox, OG Xbox, which we're not using right now.
Yeah, but it's still in the apartment.
But it's still in the apartment. And then we have the Xbox 360.
Yep. And we have that one up because it's backwards compatible with the Xbox. So there's no reason to have both out.
I had a moment in January.
Yeah.
I had a moment where, it kind of started in December.
Yeah, it was a few weeks.
Yeah, I was like, I think it's time for me to buy a PS5. The thought overtook my brain.
Yeah.
And I needed it.
Yeah.
And I, you know, at the end of the year, I had been budgeting really tight. Yeah. I felt like I deserved a reward for my efforts.
Yeah.
And so I bought a PS5.
Yeah.
And so now we have that.
And then we also got the Wii, which I bought over February break when I was bored. I bought the Wii, which
is backwards compatible with GameCube games.
Yeah, it's the original Wii, so backwards compatible with GameCube. Got the NES and SNES Classic Editions, which are just really fun to display. We don't use them a lot, but they're fun on there.
Yes, and then Elijah is gifting us his NES.
Right.
So
we should get him on the podcast again.
Yeah. So we've been gaming.
Yeah. And I have a Switch too.
And
so we're,
yeah, Noah has his Switch.
It's a lot.
Yeah. That's been consuming our time. So let's see. We can briefly talk about that. I've been playing Call of Duty.
You have
Modern Warfare 3.
How many hours do you have on that already?
Like I want to say in the 70 hour range.
Okay. That's a lot.
Since January. Just because like that's easy to kind of throw on and play a couple rounds, like 10 minute rounds of an online match,
right,
for if you want something short. I've been playing Hogwarts Legacy.
Yep.
So I have maybe 4 hours in that right now. I'm not very far, but
yeah, you've been playing a little more recently.
Yeah, my parents got me that for my birthday. So I've been trying to kind of play, like, I'll sit down and play an hour here and there. But that's been really fun. My character's name is Obi Wonka.
Uh-huh. Because Obi...
He's a Hufflepuff.
Obi's usually your gamer tag.
Yeah, Obi,
and then
Obi's
Wonka.
My gamer tag. Obadiah 15 usually is the gamer tag.
Yeah.
And then I use Obi... used Obi as my character's name in whatever, you know... Animal Crossing, Stardew Valley,
right,
Pokemon,
right.
Anything where you create a character, I use the name Obi.
Yeah.
And so we got Obi Wonka.
Obi Wonka.
So that's been a vibe. You've been playing...
I've been playing a lot. I think I definitely, early on, I went back to Tears of the Kingdom. I beat that. I went back to L.A. Noire and I beat that, which was, it's terrible.
Yeah,
I hate
give
that.
The L rating to
that
game.
I don't like that game at all, but I beat it. I played the original Spider-Man 2 for Xbox.
Yeah.
And I beat that. That game is a wild game. I also have I went back, I got the first one, so I have that to play eventually. It's only like 3 hours, so that will be easy. What else? I beat Super Mario Galaxy 2.
You've been playing Last of Us.
I've been playing Last of Us Part 2, the remastered version, because I had the PS4 version. No one cares about this. But then you put it in, and then you can pay $10 to upgrade to the PS5 remastered. And I was like,
yeah,
why not? I think I only paid like probably $10 for that. So that means I paid $20 in total. And the original, if you wanted to buy the PS5 right now, it'd be like $50. So
yeah, so that's
that,
pretty cool.
I almost beat that one.
Yeah, I've watched you play through some of that. It's a pretty cool game.
It's fun.
And
Madden.
Then,
I've been playing Madden,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you've played Madden. We started It Takes Two.
We did.
So we played through
play
the,
that later.
Yeah,
today.
We played through the first boss.
Yeah.
And that game's crazy.
That's a story-driven game, too. It's
that
could be a movie.
We didn't know what it was about, really. We knew, obviously, that it had very good ratings, and it was on sale on the PlayStation Store, and so we bought it, and then it's like a tearjerker.
It is, because like the parents are getting divorced, and the
kid like wishes that they would be in love again. Oh God, it just like it's really sad.
It was tough.
The story cutscene started, and we were like, oh boy,
yeah, middle of the day Saturday.
Yeah, but that's a fun one.
So maybe at the end of every episode, we should have like a what we've been playing recap as well. Like
this is actually now a video game podcast.
Second, third, I would say more third.
I broke out Nintendogs today.
Wow.
Just to see what was going on, and then today we went to our local game store.
Yeah. Shout out to Level Up Games.
Yeah, Level Up Gaming. We're big fans. I bought Spiderwick Chronicles for the DS,
which is a movie we reviewed on the show.
Great movie.
Yeah. The show's coming out soon.
Yeah, and I think this week.
On
the Roku channel. Disney is a sellout.
Disney and HBO.
I guess one thing that I could briefly talk about is the Percy Jackson show.
Right, you did watch that on Disney Plus.
So I watched it on Disney Plus. The first two episodes, which were the first two episodes that released, slapped. 10 out of 10 for both the first two episodes. Went downhill from there. The story got a little discombobulated and kind of like it was hard to tell what they were trying to do, like with the conflict, which I don't know if that like explains how it was, but it was just kind of a weird, like it felt like every episode every episode felt like you were left being like, that was it. The way the exposition was told was not great.
Yeah.
The structure of the episodes. So I think there was a lot missing, but they were renewed. So season two is being made, and that doesn't say that I didn't enjoy the show, because I did really enjoy the show. I'm a big Percy Jackson fan.
Mm.
I just think that like it got a little disappointing as it went on.
Yeah.
Like it seemed like maybe they were a little scattered with what they were trying to do. So I'm hoping that now that they've made the first season, now that they've gotten it underfoot, it got good reviews, people really liked it, I think season two will be better. I have higher hopes for season two, so that they can kind of like
I played in Dunkin' Donuts the other day.
No way.
Yeah. 6 a.m.
Panic at the Disco moment. Brennan Urie really fell off.
Yeah. Remember that last album? What was it? Viva something, something, something. Remember that video of him at the concert? Like him not hitting the high note?
He's like, JoJo Siwa moment. What if JoJo Siwa...
Dream guest of my podcast.
I feel like JoJo Siwa and Brennan Urie should collab.
That would be great. They should do a cover of Me. So it's like basically the Taylor Swift song, but instead Taylor Swift, it's JoJo Siwa.
Mm.
Gay pop.
Gay pop.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Brennan Urie would have been someone to say that he would like his
did
genre
you,
was gay pop.
Did you know that JoJo Siwa invented a new genre
called gay pop? I didn't know that. No,
that's so crazy.
No one has ever made
a switch like that in her lifetime.
One in my generation has made this extreme of a switch.
So that's crazy. All right, we're at 52 minutes.
That's pretty good. I feel like a good first episode. Let's see if there's anything. Oh, the last thing we should talk about is we saw Luca in theaters.
Oh my God. What a treat. What a treat.
No way. You just said what a treat.
Wow. Well, we should start by saying again.
We got to the theater. You ordered it. You ordered a ticket for me with AMC A-List Entourage. Because yes. You can order for someone else when you both have A-List.
Yes.
And I forgot my phone somehow. And so I was...
We should have just walked... Moral of the story is we should have just walked into the theater.
We should have just walked in. It was the most convoluted experience trying to get, to confirm that I actually had a ticket.
The guy could not look up your email address. He tried to look up your phone number, and it wasn't showing up.
He was very incompetent. Well, first we went to the guy at the front, and he was like, go to the people at the other place.
And then we went there, and they were like, no. And then we went in, and I'm like, here's... And then they're trying to look it up because I was the one who made the Entourage order, and they seriously could not figure this shit out.
Yeah, they were kind of dumb.
And so finally they were like, yeah, you can just go into the movie.
Yeah. So we should have just walked in.
We should have just walked in is the moral of the story is that we were trying to be good people and we probably didn't need to be.
No, we didn't.
But yeah, it was really amazing. The animation looked so good.
It was great.
On the big screen. And it's unfortunate that it didn't get the theatrical release in the first place. Mm. But I hope that people went and saw it because I think that it was worth seeing it on the big screen. And I've seen it multiple times.
Yeah, I've seen it, I think, either two or three times before that, but it had been a year or so. So I knew the story, but I hadn't seen it in enough time where it was like, it was still like, this scene, like when stuff came up.
Yeah.
It's a great movie. It's definitely like one of the best Pixar movies or best, honestly, animated movies, I feel
it's
like.
It's in my top three.
Pixar?
Top three Pixar.
Yeah. It was really good. It's
Monsters,
a really
Inc.
Movie.
And Up. So, yeah, and it's my number four listen to album of all time. Shout out to Dan Romer for the score banger. And it was awesome to hear the music in the speakers at the theater because, I know all the cues. Mm. And so to experience the full theatrical experience.
The surround sound.
As Tom Cruise intended.
Great to be back at the movies.
But we didn't see the other two Pixar releases. No. Turning Red, we said we were going to, and then it just
Luca
didn't
was
happen.
The only one I really definitely wanted to catch. And they also showed For the Birds before it, which was a weird choice. Which was really strange,
because I don't know why they didn't just show the short that paired with it when it came out on Disney Plus, because it was the raccoon one, I believe, was the one that came out with Luca. And I thought that was cute. And so I would have loved to have seen that, but...
And there's no, thematic crossover, or there's no, I don't think there's any crossover with people that worked on it.
I don't know if it's just, that was the easiest ones to have the rights to.
Maybe.
Who knows?
I don't know.
But,
it was a weird
choice. It wasn't... I'm not complaining about it.
I love that short.
I love For the Birds. It was funny
to
see
on
the screen.
On the big screen.
On the big screen. So
on the big screen.
Definitely worth it. That was... top three moment of
one
the
of
year
the best,
so far.
Yeah, movie going experiences of the year for sure for me. I'm glad that they did that. That even though it was definitely way too late, at least they did it and we got to see it in the theater.
Yeah. Wow.
Shout out to Luca. Watch Luca on Disney Plus.
So true.
Or buy it because you can buy it.
You can.
I don't know why I haven't ever bought it.
I don't own it either.
I just don't really like the cover.
I don't like the cover. That's why I haven't bought it. That's the reason I have not bought it is because I don't like the cover. The
cover's terrible.
I think that I should buy the Art of Luca book, though. I was thinking that after I watched the movie again. The art book. I think I would like to purchase that.
I would like to purchase an art book. We did purchase a Spike Lee art book.
We did. Yeah,
for $10.
We bought Barnes & Noble on sale. Spike Lee.
Yeah, it goes
titled Spike.
Every movie he's made up until the American Utopia, which is basically right till now.
Yeah,
David Because he's
Burns
working
American
on one
Utopia.
Right now.
Yes.
But with Denzel Washington, which is exciting.
Wow, that's awesome.
Love that.
I didn't even know that. I'm not up on the news.
You didn't see A24 posted a whole photo because it's
literally
number five because it's the fifth movie he's done with Denzel Washington.
Oh, no way. Yeah. I'm so behind. I feel so out of it right now.
There's really nothing going on. I mean, I'm kind of out of
it. I'm so out of the news. I'm out of the loop.
Out of the loop.
why do we even have a film podcast? Truly, this is truly secondhand.
We are now
like I feel like we before, borderline. Yeah. We're like, yeah, we're secondhand because we're silly, goofy, and yeah, like no one wants to hear our opinions.
But we were on film Twitter every day.
Oh yeah, I was up with it. I knew what was coming out, and now I'm like.
We went to the Oscars. We didn't even fill out a ballot.
I didn't even fill out a ballot this year. I almost even skipped. I thought about skipping.
I did not think about skipping. I did like I don't want to talk about the Oscars. So what's because
no,
that's
Oscars
way
is
that's
L.
that's
it
way
was
too
way
long
in
ago.
The past.
Way
it
too
happened
long ago.
Forever ago.
It did.
But
Will
yeah,
Smith,
I think
Will Smith got slapped.
What a moment.
I don't know what our next episode is going to be. I guess we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We probably will, but going forward, we'll probably have a little bit more of a plan about like what an episode will be, but
yeah,
for now.
Yeah, we just wanted a little kickback. Kick back and relax.
Kick back.
Share the deets.
Share the details.
Just wanted to get with us here on the podcast.
Dream guest of my podcast.
Dream guest of my podcast.
What is your dream? What's your dream guest on the podcast?
I would love, I've said this before, this has been in our notes, the guy who directed the original Air Bud movies and is the producer and owner of the Air Bud franchise.
I think that's actually a realistic guest.
Yeah, I think I would love to chat with him about Air Bud.
About Air Bud.
And the Air Bud franchise. Yeah. I feel like really though, if we're talking like, I would love to have a conversation with Rian Johnson.
Yeah, Rian Johnson is, I think, the number one.
I mean, I kind of joke about the Air Bud thing. I do think that would be
cool. It'd be
cool. Though. But Rian Johnson would probably be the actual like dream guest. I think that I've said this before. I don't know if I've said this on the podcast, but I've definitely told you this before. There are very few celebrities.
You would, but you're saying this is the one where you said like you would have like a fan reaction.
Yes, like I think for the most part, if I saw a celebrity, like my heart rate might kick up a bit.
Yeah,
might get that notice on my watch that says like, "Are you stressed?"
Or like, "Do you want to start an exercise?"
But I think for the most part, there's very few celebrities that I actually would have a fleeting moment of panic.
Yeah.
Like I could probably count them on one hand, and Rian Johnson is one of those people. As C-list as he is,
he's at least B-list now.
Yeah, but is he recognizable? I feel like his name maybe is
B-list.
Yeah,
maybe not his face,
but I feel like he wouldn't be as recognized. Like if he's walking down the street,
yeah, that's true,
not many people are recognizing him. I would fall over on my ass. I would be like, that is crazy.
That's Rian Johnson, guys. We have
one day.
Both,
I would love to meet Rian Johnson one day. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Also in that list would be like
Andrew Garfield. Yeah.
I think Jeremy Strong would probably be in that list because Kendall Roy is so
important. We got a motorcycle. Our street's pretty loud.
Actually, it's a bunch of cars.
No way.
Yeah, we got the Dodge Charger.
Dodge Charger.
Jeremy Strong. I feel like Timothée Chalamet would probably be up there just because it's Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah,
he doesn't feel real.
He doesn't feel real.
Ladies
and gentlemen, galleries
who
of the Gallery Gourmet.
I'm trying to think who else would be even in that list.
Probably Miyazaki.
Dude, yeah. I would be so nervous.
Wes Anderson.
I feel like I would just be like, oh, yo, that's crazy. Wes Anderson.
Owen Wilson.
Bro.
If I saw Owen Wilson, I'd be like, I don't think Owen Wilson's real, actually, also. I go up and say, ka-chow. Can you do the thing? Can you do the thing?
Well, and he probably would think you were asking him to say wow. He'd be like, say wow. And then it'd be like, no, say ka-chow. Say ka-chow.
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 Imagine saying, hearing Owen Wilson say ka-chow.
Owen Wilson as Mobius. I have his action figure
which we got a level
shelf.
Up games.
Level up gaming moment. Yeah, I don't know who else would be on that list for me.
Paddington.
If I ever met Paddington in real life,
that'd
I think that would
be
pretty crazy for me. I think that... Yeah, I think that would be the general...
Hmm. What about Daniel Radcliffe? Just because like you watched a lot of Harry Potter movies growing up.
I think it would be weird. I think it would be weird to see him in real life. But he is so nice.
He's a nice dude.
I feel like, not that these other people aren't nice.
Right, but like he's someone I love listening to interviews with him.
Yeah, like he feels more like so down to earth.
That's true.
That I feel like I would be less intimidated.
Martin Scorsese would be crazy.
That would be a wild time. I don't know. I would have no words for that man. I would just be like, yeah, I think like Kermit the Frog would be up there as well. If I ever saw like a real Wazowski, Kermit the Frog puppet,
Luigi,
Winnie the Pooh.
Now we're just naming
Spider-Man
characters. Spider-Man would be wild.
Snoopy.
Yeah.
Oh. I think for the most part, I say that I would be composed
JK
around
Rowling.
I say I would be composed around a celebrity, but I think that if the moment actually came to me, I don't know what I would do.
We have missed seeing Adam Sandler, I think, 3 times.
Yeah. Mm.
We'll find him one day.
Except we'll have a better moment than I dreamed about last night.
Yeah, well, Yeah, we don't have to get into that one. So, yeah, I mean, you can like and subscribe on social media because we're still there. I mean, maybe we'll post more. You can follow us on wherever you get your podcasts. I don't remember. Yeah. What do we say here? Leave a review.
Leave a review. 5-star rating.
Yeah. Really leave a review on a podcast that, where we talked about video games and TV shows more than the movies.
Yeah, we haven't. It's been a year.
It's been a while.
Year.
We're a little rusty.
That's about all the updates I think I've got to share publicly. Yeah,
definitely. You don't want to share that one very private update?
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, the one.
The one where it's private?
The one where I was trying to think of something funny. what was it in the show where my balls hurt?
Yeah.
Because I'm jerking off too much.
The one where...
oh,
God.
Damn.
Well... I guess time to wrap it up.
Yeah.
So long.
If you listen this long, I apologize.
You. What do we say? Oh, yeah. Thanks for listening. And until next time, I am... someone... Wait. Who was it? Who would you be really intimidated to meet? The first person? Ryan Johnson?
Ryan Johnson.
I am Ryan Johnson.
And I am all the girls in the
in
sanctuary
our hot tub right now?
Place. I wish.
Damn.
No, all the girls in the sanctuary place in Monkey Man who clapped when Dev Patel took his shirt off.
That was a great scene.
Great moment.
We could do this probably pretty well now. And
we're your secondhand film critics.